Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito warns against the COVID restrictions to religious freedom. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to discuss this issue is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, the Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito recently spoke at an event, and he warned with regards to the threats to religious freedom and freedom of speech imposed because of the COVID restrictions. He said that these kinds of restrictions were, quote, previously unimaginable, close quote, in America. And that is so true. 2020 has brought these restrictions that we never would have imagined, where government officials, particularly governors as an example, think that they have the authority to tell you that you cannot worship, or tell you how to worship, or even when to worship, or how long you can worship, or whether you can sing, and so forth, to micromanage your worship and even prohibit you from worshiping, in some cases, Holly, even in your own home, right, as in the case of California.
Of course, Justice Alito does not downplay, does not disregard the virus as a public health, but he sees beyond that. He sees this is not really about a virus. This is more about government overreach and control, especially when it comes to religious gatherings and churches. We're seeing that happen time and time again. We've sued five governors because of these church bans.
Yeah, we have, and we're actually in a number of different situations working with pastors all over the country. And these restrictions, unfortunately, are not going away.
Right.
Because it appears that some of these governors are bringing back these restrictions and literally targeting churches and places of worship. Justice Alito said that the pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on personal liberty. We have, he says, never before seen restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020. Whatever one may think about COVID restrictions, we surely don't want them to become a recurring feature after the pandemic has passed, said Alito. Frankly, we don't want these kind of restrictions to occur even in the midst of a pandemic, because there is no pandemic pause button to the Constitution. And what we have here, Holly, are some serious issues. We do have now, before the Supreme Court, a case involving a Catholic diocese out of New York asking the Supreme Court for an emergency injunction pending appeal. And that's a preliminary ruling. It's an extraordinarily high bar to cross. But with the absence now of Ginsburg and her replacement being Justice Barrett, there is a very strong probability that we will win these kinds of cases before the high court.
Because Barrett follows the Constitution. She's not an activist.
And,
key.
Yeah, and Ginsburg was always on the wrong side,
yes,
of religious freedom.
She was an activist.
We have a case that is in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals involving Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. And we are at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals asking for the full Court of Appeals to actually rehear the case. And if they rehear the case with all of the judges of the Ninth Circuit, that's fine. But if they don't rehear the case, we will also go to the U.S. Supreme Court with an emergency injunction pending appeal. Frankly, our case has some of the best, most egregious facts in the country. And that is this: in California, in many of the counties around the state, still to this day, there is no worship allowed. No worship. I'm talking about you get more than one person together to worship, and that is criminal. And it's not just in your church. It applies to your church, but it's also in your home or your apartment. You cannot have worship. You cannot have Bible study and fellowship with respect to any person who doesn't live in that apartment or that home. That is also punishable by up to a year in prison and a daily $1,000 fine.
Right, like in California regarding, but the governor has more than encouraged, supported protest out in the street of thousands and thousands of people. So there is a blatant discrimination going on here. And, you know, Justice Alito said, tolerance for opposing views is now in short supply. In certain quarters, religious liberty has fast become a disfavored right. For many today, religious liberty is not a cherished freedom. It's often just an excuse for bigotry, and it can't be tolerated even when there's no evidence that anybody has been harmed. And here, we see it right here in many of these states.
Yeah, and he said that in some of these cases that he has seen, that the resulting restrictions from COVID, quote, blatantly discriminated against houses of worship, close quote. And he added that he believed religious liberty or freedom is in danger of becoming a second-class right. Justice Alito then continued, he says, is our country going to follow that course? Meaning, is it going to follow a course of making the First Amendment free exercise of religion second-class citizen or second-class right? He says, the question we face is whether our society will be inclusive enough to tolerate people with unpopular religious beliefs.
You know, it's been very evident, Matt. I mean, those who are screaming tolerance have become most intolerant, especially when it comes to religious freedom and freedom of speech.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, in California, for example, where you have literally the worst restrictions of the country. And why I say that is because on July the 6th, Governor Newsom said no singing and chanting. The audacity that he thinks he can actually micromanage the kinds of activity that you do in church and whether or not it's essential to your worship is astounding. But then he went further on July the 13th, and he issued an order, no worship. At the time, it covered about 80% of all of the state population of California. He has moved some of the counties into different tiers, but many of them are still in what's called Tier 1, which means no worship, right. Zero worship. And yet at the same time, while he's saying no worship, even in your private home or apartment with someone who doesn't live there, he literally is saying to the protesters, and this is a quote, God bless you, keep doing it.
Right.
He's telling the protesters,
right. Yeah.
God bless you, keep doing it. It's your First Amendment right. That's a quote directly from him. God bless you, keep doing it. And in one case, you had 100,000 protesters in Hollywood, California area, literally jamming the streets.
But yet he impedes upon people's private property in their homes for worship, as well as, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up this week, and he's trying to control that as well.
Oh, my goodness. And then on Thanksgiving, you might as well not have a Thanksgiving in California if you follow his rules. He says no more than three separate households. So that could be three individuals or it could be, you know, three larger families. If you're parents and you have children and you have, say, three children, you can invite all three of your children because they're living in three different households, and that will be four households. So the household that's hosting, you can have two other households there.
And, you know, the governor of Michigan trying to do the same thing.
Right. But in California, and others are going to follow similar patterns, you have to do it no more than 2 hours. I mean, can you imagine putting a two-hour limitation on Thanksgiving?
And having it outside?
Outside.
With your grandparents or something like that? It's unbelievable.
And they can't go in the house, and nobody can go in the house to help you prepare the dinner.
So what, is he going to send the turkey police around or something?
It's incredible that he even thinks he has the authority and the police power to do this. And
he's a dictator.
And, you know, the fact is, you can't go in the house except to use the bathroom. But briefly only. You can only be in there briefly.
Only if the host has been sanitizing it regularly.
Regularly, yes, yeah, sanitizing it. And all the utensils have to be disposable, plastic forks, plates, cups,
only single serve.
Single serve. No turkey and dressing. No.
No pass the
sweet
potatoes.
No apple and cherry pie on the table. You can't say pass the potatoes to your brother.
Maybe we should all go to his house for Thanksgiving and see what he's doing.
I mean, it's unbelievable the audacity here. Yeah. Look, there is litigation that's out there. We've been in 44 states working with about 2,000 pastors. We've got a number of cases in litigation at the courts of appeal. And we have the first case before the U.S. Supreme Court on a petition for review. It's the first case ready for a full review by the United States Supreme Court. We will ultimately get one of these cases to the U.S. Supreme Court for final resolution. And I believe with Justice Amy Coney Barrett on the High Court, we will ultimately win this and stop these unconstitutional, draconian restrictions that literally are unprecedented in our American history. We cannot stand by and allow the system of these government executive orders by these unilateral individual governors to dictate religious freedom and take away our freedom all across the country. Stand with us as we continue to stand with churches, pastors, parishioners, and for your freedom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And there you can sign up for a number of our different emails. Hit the subscribe button. Again, the website is lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.